Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is in a New York courtroom this morning as jury selection gets underway for his criminal trial.
This is the first criminal trial of a former American president, so it's, of course, a historic moment. But it's worth noting that this is not the first time that Donald Trump has been in court or has been forced to juggle competing roles of a defendant and a presidential candidate. We've seen that repeatedly now in New York, where he's been in court in connection with various civil proceedings.
As correspondent Eric Tucker, Mr. Trump accused of falsifying business records for allegedly covering up $130,000 paid to a woman as part of a non-disclosure agreement during the 2016 presidential campaign. Now, Mr. Trump insists he did nothing wrong. He says this is part of a Democrat drive to keep him tied up in court and off the campaign trail. What will Israel do next? That is the question following Saturday's Iranian drone and missile attacks.
The UN Security Council met in an emergency meeting following the attacks. Israel called for sanctions on Iran and reiterated its right to a response. Iran's ambassador to the UN told the meeting that its actions, which were in retaliation for a deadly airstrike on its consulate in Syria, were justified. Amid rising tensions, the attacks have received widespread international condemnation. Now, world leaders are pressing for de-escalation in a bid for calm in the region. All eyes are on Israel and how it responds.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell. The FBI is reportedly conducting a criminal investigation into the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge, brought down when it was hit by a container ship. We lost two heroes tonight. The words of the Syracuse, New York police chief. A shooting last night left two lawmen dead, along with the gunman who shot them. On Wall Street, stocks higher. The Dow is up 319 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. MGM Resorts trying to quash a Federal Trade Commission request for information on last September's cyber attack, calling the request overreaching and contrary to the company's efforts to help federal investigators. The FTC is asking for hundreds of pages of data that MGM contends is irrelevant to the case and possibly detrimental to the FBI's investigation into the attack that crippled the casino giant's computer systems for 9 days back in September of last year, impacting the operations at all of its properties nationwide. FTC officials did not say how long it would take to consider MGM's petition to quash. The company put the economic damage from that cyber attack at $100 million, most of which was covered by insurance. Life is beautiful. It may still have a life in downtown Las Vegas after all. Sources say event owner Rolling Stone plans to stage that festival at the Plaza this fall. A formal announcement has yet to be made, but word is it would be a 2 or 3 day event to be held as early as the last weekend in September. The new Life is Beautiful would reportedly take over all of the Plaza's outdoor property, which is about 20 acres. Previous events, that is, have been staged on 18 blocks in downtown Las Vegas. Tickets for the Golden Knights Stanley Cup Playoffs first round series. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. The defending Stanley Cup champs clinched a playoff spot with their 7-2 win over Minnesota Friday night over at T-Mobile Arena. You can buy tickets by going online to VegasGoldenKnights.com. Now, single game ticket buyers will not be able to transfer or resell those tickets. Full season ticket holders automatically retain their seats for all playoff games at T-Mobile Arena. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Woo!
Valley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A lot of slowdown on the way into Henderson right now. It is figuratively a parking lot there on 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. It looks like the far right lane is the best way to go to get by this one, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Also, a minor one through the resort corridor, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain. Looks a lot better in Summerlin. That accident on 215 southbound Lake Mead Boulevard now out of the travel lanes. Still a bit sluggish through the area, but all lanes open now on southbound 215 at Lake Mead. Sunny and nice today. We'll have light breezes and temperatures that go to the mid-70s this afternoon. It's 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway... America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local on an historic week in our nation and in our world. We had the attack on Israel over the weekend. We've got Donald J. Trump is in a courtroom in New York City right now on trial, the hush money case. There's a gag order in place, but the president was out amongst them in Pennsylvania over the weekend with a blistering speech about the show trial that's underway right now. A guy that is chronicling all of that and more for the RJ is the three-time a week columnist Victor Jakes, who joins us. Victor, how was your windy weekend?
Well, it sure was windy, but I didn't blow away, neither did any of my kids, so I'll take it.
I like that. Everybody's asking the question this morning, can Donald J. Trump get a fair trial in New York City? What do you think?
No, I don't think he's going to get a fair trial. If there was a fair process in place, he never would have been charged on this or on the, the bank fraud, supposed bank fraud case. I think this is a major concern. We've seen this in Washington, D.C. with the January 6th stuff where, the people who have been charged, I think everyone acknowledges that there were certainly some people there who deserve, criminal charges and lengthy sentences. But there were also people there who just kind of got caught in the crowd and didn't even realize that they weren't supposed to go in the Capitol. And they're being, their lives are being ruined and they're being thrown in jail anyway, I think there's a major concern that in these liberal jurisdictions, they aren't judging the individual merits of the cases. It's about, who's in front of me, who do they represent? And in this case, it's, the leader of the Republican Party. And I am very concerned that the president's not going to get a fair trial. I think that's a major, major concern.
Let me just ask you, Alvin Bragg ran for election on the promise of prosecuting President Trump. My question is that inherently unfair, or am I missing something?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, what's supposed to happen is prosecutors are supposed to follow the law, not go after an individual person. And why that's especially important is in today's legal situation, there are so many rules and so many laws, especially when you're super wealthy and involved in things like Donald Trump, is that you can basically concoct a charge against anybody. And that's basically what you've seen. And that's why it's so dangerous for a prosecutor and such a violation of justice for a prosecutor to say, I'm going to go target that person. Not I'm going to, follow the law and see what the law leads, but I'm going to just, turn the forces of the government on an individual. That's dangerous. It's un-American. And unfortunately, that's what's happened.
What is amazing about all of this is that the case is almost entirely built around the testimony of a convicted felon, a serial perjurer, Michael Cohen, the attorney, the fixer. What do you make of his relationship to this trial?
Well, it's just hard to know sometimes when people have been, they used to be close and now they're out of favor. And, can you trust this person or are they doing this to try and avoid problems for themselves? I think it's a major red flag. I think we've seen people even from the Trump administration think, hey, if I go throw the president under the bus, all of a sudden I get in good graces with the liberal establishment, with the media, with whoever. And in this case, obviously with the people who may be prosecuting Michael Cohen. And so I do think that's a major concern. And another interesting thing or amazing thing about this trial is the charges are really federal charges. The campaign finance charges are federal. And so it's almost a bank shot to try and get this down to a state charge. And it's another reason that this case never should have been brought.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Big story over the weekend, obviously, the attack by Iran on Israel. How should Israel respond?
They should attack Iran. I mean, I think that's kind of where this is leading. And it's hard because no one wants war, right? It's always destructive. always a chance for civilian casualties, especially, I think the Iranian people and the Iranian regime are two distinct different entities, especially in terms of their support of the Iranian regime. But the fact is that Iran is the one fueling and funding all of these proxy groups from Hamas to Hezbollah that have been going after Israel. And Iran, for whatever reason, decided, okay, we're going to really, make it obvious that it's us. It's them. And I think Israel has to respond. And again, in war, you don't respond in time. You respond with overwhelming force, with the goal of defeating your enemy with as few casualties for yourself as possible. And that's what I think Israel should do. And I don't know exactly what that looks like, what level of response there is, what level of response Israel feels it can give, given the threats on its own borders. But I think those threats will diminish if it's able to strike at Iran.
Victor, let me ask you, your column, I was fascinated by your column. Biden puts death to America crowd over Israel. I got to tell you, I wake up every morning and I don't know where my nation is when it comes to support or lack of support of Israel. Where is the president today?
Well, it's sad, but it's kind of where are his poll numbers in Michigan, because what's happening is President Biden's reelection chances are not great, even though his opponent is, going on trial, will likely be a convicted felon before the election. The American people understand that, Biden has done a terrible job. He's done a terrible job with the economy. He's done a terrible job with foreign policy, which we're witnessing. And the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, believes that Michigan is a must-win state and that they won't win Michigan without pandering to the 300,000 registered Muslim voters there. And some of those voters, and I don't know what percentage of them this is, but it's certainly a large enough percentage that the White House is changing national policy, hate Israel. That, you know, they are there. And in Dearborn, Michigan, a couple weeks ago, there was a quote-unquote protest, and the speaker there was, you know, attacking America, and the crowd starts chanting death to America. And, you know, instead of condemning this, instead of being outraged, instead of, you know, sending the FBI to investigate these people, the president is pandering to them. And he, you know, before this attack on Iran, by Iran, you know, he was basically telling Israel, you've got to change your course. You know, don't finish the job in the Gaza Strip. And, you know, shame on you for attacking this aid convoy, you know, and just kind of making as much biggest to do about that as they can. And, you know, no one wanted the aid convoy attacked, obviously. But, you know, if you remember in our pull out of Afghanistan, the U.S. droned a family of 10 and killed 7 children. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't intentional. It was a mistake. But, you know, no one was even punished for that. No one lost their job for that in the U.S. And the Israeli army, they've already fired at least 2 people for what was a mistake in a chaotic environment. And so it's deeply concerning to me that, you know, I think Biden in his heart wants to support Israel, but, you know, how much he's leading his own administration or being led by the nose because he's incapacitated is unclear. But, I mean, his administration is signaling and trying to change U.S. policy based on the need for these votes in Michigan.
Victor Jakes, his stuff is always fascinating to read. I learned something almost in every column. I was fascinated by your column about how Republicans can win on abortion. I get different opinions depending on who I talk to around the RNC, the Republican Party in general. What is it that Republicans need to be doing? How should they be messaging abortion, or should they just not talk about it at all?
Well, that's certainly the establishment consultant position is just, you know, to run away screaming and try and do as little on the issue as possible. And I think that's a mistake for, you know, just politically speaking, never mind the moral component, but politically speaking, you know, if you know your opponent is going to be attacking you on an issue, and no matter what you do as a Republican, guess what? They're going to attack you the exact same way. You know, oh, you're an extremist. Oh, you don't want, you know, support women's rights. And instead, so the runaway strategy just cedes the field to the Democrats. And instead, Republicans should go on the offense and should be willing to engage on the issue. Obviously, it's not a great issue in Nevada for Republicans. Obviously, you've got to bow to political reality when you're running. You know, for instance, with federal office, and, you know, say, look, hey, it's a state's issue. That's what the people of Nevada want. I'm going to respect that even as I work to, you know, increase their understanding. But, you know, rhetorically, they can go on the offense in a couple of ways. One is to say, you know, I'm pro-abortion. I'm for every abortion that doesn't intentionally take an innocent human life. And let the media, let your opponent explain, oh, actually, that means you're anti-abortion because every abortion takes an innocent human life, you know. But just rhetorically, like, change how the subject is talked about. The other thing I think that Republicans should do, conservatives should do, is hold up pictures of, you know, a 6-7-month-old preborn baby who's been aborted. It is not a pretty sight. It's gruesome. It's hard to see. You know, there's these pictures out of D.C. of these 5 aborted babies who likely had partial birth abortions done. And they're just devastating. I mean, you see a baby with limbs pulled apart, one with just a haunting picture of the face, and then the top of the skull is just not there. And it's clearly a baby. It clearly was a human being created in God's image, and it's just a hard picture to look at. And I think Republicans make a mistake by not making the public look at the picture. Look at the image and grapple with what's actually happening in a late term abortion and say, look, you know, even if, you know, you support abortion in the first trimester, there's no excuse for this. And this is what my opponent supports. And go ask them about this. Go ask them how they can support this. But I just think almost always, I think running away from an issue is a mistake, because they're always, or even pandering to the other side on an issue is a mistake, because they're always going to accuse you of the horrible things. And so you had better at least respond. And you should at least think about, hey, can I change the conversation? Hey, can maybe I change people's minds? Because people's minds do change, especially with more information, like, I don't know, pictures of babies that have been aborted that are missing their limbs and are horrifying to look at. I wish Republicans would have the courage of their convictions on this issue. And I mean, just morally, I wish that. But I also think politically, they're making a huge mistake.
From what you've seen early on in this campaign season, are Republicans taking your advice or not?
It's going to be hard. I mean, I think it's a little too early to tell. I mean, I think they're wanting to say, hey, it's a state's issue, at least the ones running for federal office. And, you know, there is, you know, so that's halfway there, right? But you should engage on the issue. You should go back on the offense on the issue, because the Democrats are still going to run $50 million of ads against Sam Brown on abortion. Like, just being in the vacuum is not a good response. I mean, you look at what happened in 2022, and you could say, I mean, that's what Laxalt did. He just, you know, he wrote like an op-ed for the RGJ, and then he didn't want to talk about it, you know? So it's like, that did not work, guys. And, you know, you could say, oh, Lombardo, you know, he was a little more pro-abortion than Laxalt, and that's why he won. It's like, no, he didn't win he because of that. He won because he was running against Steve Sisolak, and Steve Sisolak got less votes than Adam Laxalt. And Catherine Cortez Masto got more votes than Joe Lombardo. I mean, it just, that was not the marginal factor. And I think, I just think it's a mistake to cede the territory completely. And by running away from it, basically admit, oh yeah, I do oppose women's rights. Like, that's, if there's no pushback, that's what it comes off as, is, oh yeah, I'm ashamed to talk about this because my position is so untenable, I can't even like articulate it. No, we have a strong position on the pro-life side. Articulate it. Obviously, you've got to acknowledge political reality. I get that. But you could still show what the other side wants, how barbaric that is, while acknowledging that, hey, it is up to the people in the different states.
Victor, how do people find out what you're writing about?
Well, I always encourage folks to subscribe to the RJ online on the RJ's website, reviewjournal.com, or you can follow me on X, Victor Jakes, but my last name is spelled really weird. It's J-O-E, C as in cat, K as in kite, S as in Sam. And anyway, those are the best places.
Victor, it's always good having you on. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Can't wait. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. Coming up later on, Michael Shouse will talk about the branding of abortion. And is our messaging all wrong? Victor Jakes says we can win this war relative to abortion against Democrats, that we can actually win it. We'll find out if that's true. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As a mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still gauging reaction to what happened over the weekend, the attack on Israel by Iran. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday. This was his reaction to what went down over the weekend.
How does this change your plans this week in terms of voting on an aid package for Israel?
Well, we've understood the urgency of this from the very beginning. I mean, a few days after I became Speaker, way back in October, we passed our Israel support package. It's been sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk ever since because we included a pay-for, as you remember. What a concept. We took from the IRS expansion slush fund to pay for the Israel priority. We tried it again just about a month and a half ago, a clean Israel. Many Democrats, 166, as I remember, in the House voted against. Why? Because President Joe Biden said that he would veto that. So the House Republicans and the Republican Party understand the necessity of standing with Israel. We are going to try again this week, and the details of that package are being put together right now. We're looking at the options and all these supplemental issues.
Well, the former president, President Trump, has talked about the possibility of turning aid for Ukraine into a loan. Is that what you're considering?
Yes. You know, I had a great visit with him at Mar-a-Lago on Friday, and he and I are 100% united on these big agenda items. And when you talk about aid to Ukraine, he's introduced the loan lease concept, which is a really important one that I think has a lot of consensus, as well as these other ideas, the Repo Act, which we've discussed, which is seizing the assets of corrupt Russian oligarchs to help pay for this resistance. I think these are ideas that I think can get consensus.